evening we have several items of other business, and our first item being the Greater Lewis Community Village discussion. Good evening.
Thank you very much for allowing us to come here on a very busy night, and we will be brief.
Well, we first have to tell us who we are.
I'm Barbara Vaughn. I'm representing both the Greater Lewis Community Village and a concept that we would like to explore with you. And just a little background, for the past year, I've been working with people in Lewis to establish this group called the Greater Lewis Community Village, which is designed to help people age in their homes. Over 70% of the people in Lewis are over 50, and I'm one of them, way over 50.
No.
Yes, I am. And aging in place is a big topic of conversation amongst those folks. The Greater Lewis Community Village will encompass the census tract of 509, which would take it out to Route 1, and there are over 10,200 folks in that area. We've established some wonderful working relationships with the BB Hospital, signing an MOU with them. The Sea Grant Program is putting out a survey to the folks in that area so that we can learn what kind of services they would like to have. This would be run both by volunteer folks and paid executive director. Now, I tell you just that much to lay the groundwork for the real topic of conversation that we want to have with you tonight. As I've been engaged in this process, I began to be concerned about the kind of structure, the kind of home that really is appropriate for people to age in place. And just as an example, in Lewis, almost a great majority of the homes are two-story with a bedroom on the second floor. That is not good for aging in place. So I began to look around to see if there were other concepts that perhaps would be appropriate for Sussex County, Lewis area. And I came across this idea of co-housing, which is already in 23 states with 115 communities. And the idea of these co-housing communities is high density, individual small houses of about 1,200 square feet in a configuration that encourages connectivity. The worst thing that happens to older folks is isolation. They lose the ability to drive. Maybe their walking capability is limited. And so sociability, connectivity is critical. So Sussex County, as you certainly know, is a magnet for retirees. Right now, the population of Sussex County is about 200,000 people. 22% of them are over 65, so that's 40,000 plus folks already. That's a two-year-old statistic from the census. By 2015, that number is going to increase by 20%. We're not ready for the tsunami that's coming our way from the baby boomers who look to Sussex County, low taxes, beautiful landscapes, as a place that they're going to at least consider. So I would like to start a conversation with you about another way of thinking of land use and with older folks in mind, but not limited to age specific, that these communities are they should be open to everybody. So I would like to introduce Mike Lynn, who's going to talk to you a little bit about how this could work for Sussex County. So, Mike.
Good evening, for the record. My name is Michael Lynn, builder-developer in Sussex County for a number of years. I met Barbara at a regional planning exercise maybe a year ago, and put the regional exercise aside and went about a business. And I received a phone call a month or so ago. She asked to sit down and meet for coffee in Lewis to talk about co-housing. And as she described it, it's an approach, one approach to aging in place. It's a type of residential development designed to emphasize community interaction while retaining privacy and ownership. And as she said, the communities are typically very small in development size, 30 to 40 units. And of course, they share common areas to mingle. Besides myself keeping up with the calendar, I became really familiar with decisions about regarding age and housing as a builder, as this first wave of retirees after the investment bubble, and then it was the retirees. I built homes in subdivisions, people who were close to pulling the trigger or pulled the trigger for retiring. And as a developer, I was involved in the assisted living facility in Fenwick, right across from Bayfront, the Brandywine facility. And not recently, but since 2008 and 9, as the real estate market tumbled and home values were depressed, renovation offered an avenue for people who had already downsized to either downsize or address their concerns about mobility. They may have lost a loved one, they may be wheelchair bound. So through those three, I learned that, and it's obvious that health, mobility, and a real strong desire to remain involved separate people that are aging into very distinct groups with different needs. And financial circumstances also add a separation. They create different housing needs that need to be addressed. It's aging is universal, but it's also very individualized, as I've learned through building and development. And it's not one label demographically specific to housing. The demographics can't be satisfied with one approach. Co-housing is a type or an approach that, as Barbara said, is beginning to get recognition in various parts of the country. And as we know, the growth in Sussex was driven in large part after the investment avenue by out-of-state retirees looking to downsize their property, enjoy temperate climates, limit taxing, and really importantly learned that is that they wanted to be near their kids and grandkids in the metro area. I built homes for people that already had second homes in North Carolina, and it just became a push-up for people to visit. So my opinion and why I was attracted is we've gone through the first stage of retirement, but retiring also has another eventuality, because what they may have done is the house now may not be right for their needs. It may be too large, too expensive in upkeep, possibly not accessible as they first purchased 5, 6, 7 years ago. So, and it's also a part of a subdivision as part of a community. So they may have sidewalks, they may not, but it's not a community of cohesion. So the renovation of a home, doorways and ramps only address a small part of the physicality, the needs. It's additional expense for a limited fix. The house still remains large, but I may make the doorways wider. I may put a bedroom on the first level, may change the cabinetry, but it's for limited fix, and the house still remains where it was before in the subdivision. Then my experience with assisted living, the facilities, the small rooms, I mean, they're gorgeous. I mean, but you don't get there because you want to be there. Most of the time, it's a non-starter for the people I've met aging in place. People are either too active, too independent, and usually too resistant to make that decision voluntarily. So what I saw in co-housing is described by Barbara, and what I've read and what we would like to come and discuss was an aging-in-place community. And some of the basics would be it was a single-family, single-story. It would be fee simple. It would be one bedroom with a den to a two-bedroom. Slab on grade, so there would be no accessible accessibility questions. 1,000 to 12, maybe 1,400 square feet. An open floor plan, front porch, rear screen porch, small garden area, a clustered planning in a 30 to 40 unit community. Located importantly along a, and I think someone used the word, a hub that exists with mass transportation. And located with access to social services and infrastructure. The churches, the hospitals, the shopping. What used to be where you have to be in the town or Georgetown, things have filled in between. So it's this concept could live, as I believe, on a route where there was an existing bus service. Importantly, it has to be priced to the need, and I don't believe it should be age restricted. What I find is people don't like, great people like to see other kind of young vitality, and so that was the basis of my excitement. And we've, Barbara's commandeered Doug Warner of Element, and as a group, and I'm doing this because with a baseball player, Sussex County's been very, very good. I'm really excited about participating in something.
Baseball has been very, very good to me.
That's right. And I think this...
You're old, Mike.
Yeah, and I fit in one of those categories, but I'm not going to tell you which
one. I'm right there with you, my friend.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi there, Doug Warner with Element Design Group. I think one of the main reasons we're here is to see how we can work with this commission to implement the designs that are part of co-housing.
Okay.
You have a question?
Yeah, because that's my question. What is it? I'm very intrigued by the concept. I think it's great. I still don't understand the co part of co-housing yet, but maybe you can tell us. And what is it that you need from us?
That's why I'm exactly here. So what's happening is, from a planning perspective, co-housing is cluster development. Small houses on small lots on small tracts of land. Typically, the houses are fronting a common open space where the front door would be on green space. There's also a common component, a lot of people would call clubhouse or amenity center. That's common to everyone. That's in that common space. Very pedestrian friendly in the center portion where people can walk around, with most of the vehicular traffic around the backside. Okay? In looking at the code, some of the limitations that exist in that code for implementation, for instance, if you look at RPC or look at the cluster development, right away we have I believe a 10 acre minimum track size to try and implement some of those small lot sizes in that process. Density, for instance, typically 2 units per acre. We'd be looking to try and get some higher density on smaller tracts of land. Mike mentioned 30 to 40 units. Some of these tracts could be smaller than that, with maybe 15, 20 units on there. So having that particular size, say 5-acre parcel, where you could get 15 homes on there, fee simple, in a much more smaller lot size, 7,500. We might want to go a little smaller than that. frontage of 60 feet. You may want to talk about going down on that. Maybe even some subdivision regulations in terms of the road standards and sidewalks and sidewalk materials and sidewalk placements that we'd want to look at the code and try and work with you to see how we could potentially alter the code or come up with a different category in the code or something of that nature that would let us implement the co-housing approach. So really what we're asking for is we'd like to put together a concept plan, pick a tract of land that we think this would work for, put together a plan, identify in bullet form some of the things that we would look to change or alter or discuss in the code that would be required to implement that plan, and show that with you, have some discussions with you, whether it be a work session or whether it's a public, I'm not exactly sure how we would do that, but actually take a piece of land, do a plan, see where it doesn't fit the existing code, and have some open discussions with you all to see how we could potentially do that and implement the co-housing process. So that's the reason we're kind of here. Barbara has some other booklets here that she'll hand you that has some examples. You can go on the website and see some of the land plans, okay. And that way you'll get a better understanding of what we're talking about.
The commission's sort of done this before, maybe not on the density side, but with conditional uses, because there's Cadbury's one.
Yeah.
Mariposa, I think, was another one out towards Ocean View or Millville.
I'm very intrigued by it, having been involved in a couple of other pursuits and other things that I do and involved with the same type of housing issues over the years. And I would be very interested in pursuing it. And for what it's worth, I would be happy to volunteer some of my time personally to help out. I think it's going to become very important, not just for Lewis, but everywhere.
Actually, everywhere. Yeah,
it's going to be, we have the same issues on the western side of the county. And it's even a little more aggravated there because we're not attracting the income base that you're going to attract over here on on the east side. So the affordability component is going to be important for everyone, but especially important in areas where the economy is just not as robust. So I think a workshop, would it be worth you meeting with the staff first, coming up with a concept plan and talking with the staff first and maybe identify some of those areas, and then maybe we could have a workshop and all sit down about what we would need to do to accommodate.
Yeah, whatever you feel is the best use of, you guys are busier probably than we are. So
one thing I would point out is as I'm sort of thinking through this, that the county needs to, and you folks and also applicants, we need to be concerned about how this is accomplished through the code, because and everybody here sat through these, that if there's an applicant that comes through having sat through so many zoning applications, what they're going to hear is high density, you know, all the bad words. And you know, I think it needs to be crafted in such a way so that people realize what it is we're trying to accomplish.
What we have here potentially is we actually have the potential to create an ordinance in anticipation of something instead of creating an ordinance in reaction to something.
Exactly.
Right.
And I would just once before I'm gone from here, I'd like to do that. Because things have been, and it's not anybody's, it's no one's to blame. This thing was moving so fast, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I mean, it was, you guys, well, most of you were here, some of you were here, Lawrence was here for sure, Shane and Vince and a couple of you guys, when it was just crazy. You know, we have a lull here. This is the time to jump on something like this when we actually have time to work on it, and maybe we have the opportunity to roll something out that could be really beneficial for people.
And I like the idea of having, you know, a sort of an outline of what sort of the county wants to consider for the code, but also sort of a model plan that goes with that. You know, so often we look at ordinances in a vacuum and try to figure out how they apply to real life situations. If you know, Doug, you can come up with, and like a plan, you know, that we can say, this is what, this accomplishes. I think everybody will be better shape for that.
Do condominiums work in this?
I think any permutation is probably acceptable. I visited one in Massachusetts, which is hilly, and so the houses were
place up a hill, and the main building was down at the bottom. So that's completely different than the models that you see in these, in
well,
these publications.
Flatlander model is going to be different anyway.
Do you mean condominium ownership or condominium building?
Building.
I think one of the aspects that we'll see in here is that people still want to have their particular.
But you can do a single family structure and have it be a condominium.
Yes.
I mean,
if you want to follow that
yes. ownership regime, you can do that. It doesn't really have anything to do with the building. It has to do
no,
with
the buildings in this process seem to be more, people are more focused on having their building. As opposed to a common building. They'd like to have their single family, whether it's fee simple or condominium ownership is, again, something that could be worked out. I know we have a little more leeway in a condominium ownership with single family where we can, you know, use the fire marshal's 165 rule and all that good stuff. But it is a single family structure that is predominantly how we're looking at it.
What eventually happens and forces these issues is sheer weight of costs. You know, the sheer burden, financial burden. And, you know, Bob and I live on the western side of the county, and so doing something like this on the western side of the county is certainly feasible if we can, you know, get through the rural things.
Yeah.
On the eastern side of the county, it becomes more difficult because of, obviously, the land price differentials, and that's why I asked about a condo. I have an uncle who's 91, and he lives on Rockford Road off near Wilmington, near the DuPont Hospital, and they have... You know, they have handicap accessible elevators, but because of the price of land, they had to go up instead of out, but you still want to satisfy the needs of your constituency. And so, you know, I just, as we look forward, and you can anticipate that this is not going to get a lot, well, I guess it could, given these economic times. We've seen deflation, but typically things accelerate in cost, and anticipating something that will fit for some time to come, because ordinances are a bear to write and change.
Yeah, but if we could get a, excuse me, I think that's what Mike's point was when we were having a discussion, is if we can get a smaller piece of land and have less money in the land base, but still get a higher number of units on there, it could make some of the higher priced land actually work. Yeah.
That's going to be the key. Now, I do know that some of the municipalities actually lend themselves to this. Just in the time we've been sitting here, I've thought of about three sites in Laurel and Delmar that are in town sites that have access to water and sewer that would be infill type things that where this would be a cakewalk to do. I mean, to making it work, because the density, you could probably get the density you needed without too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Just to add what I on my end, you know, the infills in the towns.
And Mike, you need to come up here.
The infills are sort of easy picking, but they're also incredibly intense with building fees. Things would have to be waived
they
if
are.
You go into Millsboro or Lewis. The density, the conversation in this concept has to change from density is evil
right.
to density allows a price of a for the unit for a need, because if that's why the RPC and different things, you can only get X amount of houses no matter what you do. This is something that I see as a category, not every person coming in and saying I've got a special event here, please consider it. This is a category, and like, I'm personally excited, but the
use almost, different zoning classification.
Yeah, it would have its own. It could have its own. Yeah, its own classification. It could be its own thing.
And part of the presentation and anchoring foundation, and I guess almost the sale was density in this use, isn't going to be anything but an opportunity to present an affordable age in place vehicle. That's really where, otherwise you really can't. You could do it in the western part, but you can't do it on the eastern part.
Okay. Sure.
It almost strikes me too, just, you know, that as we go through this, that this may be something, I don't want to overcomplicate it, but that may be worthwhile considering just an amendment to like the housing element of the comp plan, you know, because that way there's background for it, because I can just envision that we would create this process the very first one that comes through, we're going to have 300 people that are going to say, "Well, I don't want it," you know.
Yeah,
so it's something that's a useful tool, and we just need to make sure that people understand what it is and that the county supports it.
Well, I agree, and I think that all has can be handled in the appropriate way. I wouldn't for a minute let it deter me from exploring the option.
Oh, I agree. That's what I'm saying. I think the more we can do for it, the better we'll be in the long run.
It's something new and different. Invariably, there's going to be opposition of some description somewhere, but education is the answer to that.
Right. And that's what I mean with the comp plan. I think that's one place where it's in there and it educates folks.
And that's why this process we have here, cumbersome as it is, actually works, you know, because people tend to learn something here, and then when they get in front of council, everybody's a little bit better educated and so on. So,
but that's not an ordinance change, that's a zoning change.
Well, we're not sure what it is yet. We want to see what they come back with plan wise but what I'm thinking is that there are going to be enough separate pieces that need to be tweaked that we might be better off just creating an ordinance for this thing.
An ordinance for,
well, an ordinance
would be a lot harder
classification
to do on a case by case basis,
right,
than
exactly
having it as an ordinance, you know, or as a district or whatever. It's a lot more complicated. Just to use, like, say, like Cadbury's example, if that came through as a conditional use, that's a lot harder than if it's a zoning classification as like a permitted use for a certain area of the county. You know.
Whatever you do, if you create a committee, it should include a county engineer, because you're talking about sewer and water issues. That everything that we get from county engineering based on capacity, if it's in a sewer district.
They absolutely have to be in the...
You won't be able to do it on septic. It's going to have to be on a sewer district.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's going to be on somebody's sewer.
They need to be involved if we establish a committee. Or
Agreed.
And that's no different than committees that we've had, like on manufactured housing issues and things like that.
How about this? Why don't you come up with a plan, talk with Lawrence and Shane, and if you want to invite somebody down from engineering at that point, that would be good. And then let's get you on either the agenda here again, where we can have a discussion. We can schedule a separate workshop if you wanted to. I mean, that's an option. But I think the first thing would be to get a concept, bounce it off the staff, and then let's get together. And as I said, I'll be happy to be available for any of that process that you might like me to be involved in.
And I'll be happy to participate in sort of figuring out where it goes in the code and how we're going to deal with it on the ordinance side.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your open.
Thank you. All right, good.
Thank you for your concept.
Yeah, I appreciate you thinking of us.